This is the Apex United Methodist Church podcast.
Good morning. I'm Meredith Hughes. I just finished my freshman year at UNC Wilmington. And like Tim said, I'm interning here this summer. We're going to continue talking about the book of Acts today, as we have been reading through it this summer. I'm going to be talking about Paul. As we remember from earlier in Acts, Paul knew how to be a good and devoted Jew, but he did not recognize Jesus as the Messiah. Paul went around persecuting Christians and throwing many in jail. Then, on the road to Damascus, a light appeared and Paul fell to the ground. Jesus asked Paul, "Why are you persecuting me?" Then Jesus told Paul to continue into Damascus to be told what to do. Paul was changed by this experience and now recognized Jesus as the Messiah. After that, Paul began preaching and spreading the good news of Jesus. I'm going to read Acts 16, 6 through 10. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man in Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready to leave at once for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Paul and his companions had been traveling and spreading the good news of Jesus. They had planned to go to Mysia next, but the Spirit of Jesus wouldn't let them. When I first read this, it seemed very abrupt. I started wondering, why did the Spirit stop them from spreading the good news in Asia or Mysia? And how exactly did the Spirit stop them? I imagined that Jesus put a giant invisible force field in front of them so that when they walked into it, they just rebounded off. And maybe that was it, but God only knows. Anyway, I love how Paul and his companions were listening to the Spirit with such dedication. As soon as Paul had the vision of the man in Macedonia asking for help, he immediately went because he knew he was being called to share the good news there. He went immediately after he saw the vision. Paul didn't say, "Oh, maybe it was just a dream and wasn't real. Let's wait a few days, see if God sends another sign." That wasn't the life that Paul lived. Instead, he listened to where God was calling him to go and where he was calling him not to go. He listened, he acted. One thing that strikes me about this story is that when the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, did not allow them to go somewhere, they didn't just stand around waiting for God to show them where to go. Instead, they traveled to other places sharing the good news. They never stopped talking about Jesus. I've heard people say that sometimes you have to wait patiently to hear God. But what do people exactly mean by that? What does waiting patiently look like? For example, how do you wait in a doctor's office? My mom, for example, reads those out-of-date magazines that they have in the waiting room, while I see other people checking email on their phones, or more likely, playing Candy Crush. But how do you wait for God? Do you just sit around playing games on your phone or read a ton of magazines and wait for God to send you a big flashing sign telling you what to do? Of course not. We have to actively seek God in those times of waiting. And God will show us his way, even if it's not the way that we thought it would be. We just have to be open to it. This reminds me of when I was involved in conference youth events in middle school and high school. The North Carolina Conference of the United Methodist Church holds many events for youth, which I attended through middle school and high school. When I was a junior in high school, I felt God pulling me to be even more involved in the conference than I already was. I planned to apply to the Conference Youth Council in the summer after my junior year at ACS. ACS stands for annual conference session for youth, and it is a week-long event at Methodist University in July. This is where youth representatives for our conference and districts are elected. So I was going to apply to be on the Conference Youth Council. Conference Youth Council, known as CYC, is made up of 5 officers, 8 district representatives, members at large, designated observers, 4 junior high representatives, and 2 freshman representatives. The CYC has many jobs, including choosing the themes for all 6 conference youth events, designing these events, staffing these events, attending meetings at the United Methodist Building in Garner, promoting conference events, and much more. I thought that CYC was going to be the perfect fit for me. I didn't want to run for a bigger, officer position, because then I would have had to make a speech, and people would have had to vote for me, and that just sounded way too scary to me. But one of the adult staff at a conference event challenged me to run for vice president. I originally thought she was crazy. I didn't think I could do that. Nobody would ever vote for me. I was just me, after all. But it kept nagging at me, so I prayed about it, and I felt like this is what God wanted me to do. So I decided, why not go for it? The Youth Conference Vice President's main job is to go around to different churches in the conference and promote conference youth events. I loved and still love conference events, and I could talk about them for days. So I figured that with God on my side, I could do it. So after feeling this pull, I didn't want to just sit around and wait months and months for ACS. I wanted to do everything I could in order to help me reach my goal of becoming vice president. So instead of waiting around, I decided to go to every conference event that I could. This way, I would be able to talk about all of them from personal experience. This way, I could be an awesome VP. So I went to the conference events that I've always gone to, Pilgrimage, Breakaway, ACS. I also went to the 2 conference events that I hadn't been to, Global Vision and the Appalachian Trail Hike. My parents hardly saw me that year. I was always off doing something. When ACS finally rolled around, I sent in my application. I hoped for the best. Applications get first sent to nominations committee, and after a few days at ACS, they announced the candidates for each of the officers' positions. I was not one of them. At first, I was pretty upset that I didn't make it through nominations committee. Well, okay, I was extremely upset that I didn't make it through nominations committee. I had been thinking about running for VP for a good 8 months before ACS. I had gone to all these events so that I could do a good job as VP. I had prayed about it and thought it was what I needed to do. So I did the only thing I could think of. I prayed. I asked God things like, why did you want me to apply for this position? I knew I couldn't do it. Did I really just waste all that time thinking that I could actually be VP? But it didn't just end there with me not getting VP. Everybody who applies for an office automatically is in consideration for the Conference Youth Council, CYC. They announced the names for CYC on the last day of ACS. This time, my name was announced. This was what I wanted to do in the first place. I believe that it turned out exactly how God had planned it. I had great experiences at those trips that I wouldn't have gone to if I hadn't been challenged to run for office. If God hadn't laid it on my heart to go to all the other conference events, I would have missed Global Vision, which is a seminar-based trip to Washington, D.C. and New York City, where I learned about world evangelism in seminars. And I would have missed the Appalachian Trail Hike, where I hiked 50 miles in 1 week and was taken completely out of my comfort zone and loved it. Like Paul, I listened and I acted. Look at what I would have missed out on if I didn't act. Also, by applying for an officer position, it showed my willingness and eagerness to serve by leading in this conference. I believe that this is part of the reason I was chosen for CYC. The committee in charge of appointing CYC saw that I applied for office, which I believe made them take my application more seriously. I don't know if I would have made CYC if I hadn't first applied for VP. If God did not challenge me to run for VP, I might not have made CYC. Everything worked out the way it was supposed to, even if it wasn't how I had imagined it. I really didn't want to share this story because, like most people, I don't like telling others about my failures. But I realized that even though I failed at what I thought I was supposed to do, God put me exactly where I needed to be because I listened and I acted. That's not all I saw when I was reading this passage. Again, I saw Paul being guided by the Holy Spirit to the man in Macedonia. The Holy Spirit didn't just guide people back then. The Holy Spirit still guides people today. This made me think of how I ended up interning at this church for the summer. My internship is through the North Carolina Conference of the United Methodist Church. The program is called Taste and See. It is for people who may be interested in ordained ministry and want to try it out for 10 weeks in the summer. This allows people to see if it's really for them or not before they spend a boatload of money to go to divinity school and then figure out it's just not really their thing. So people apply to the conference for this internship, and then churches all over the conference request interns. Then the interns are placed into the different churches across the North Carolina Conference. There are 7 interns this year, and I'm the only intern who is at their home church. I first heard about this internship when Mary Frances posted it to the Wesley of Wilmington Facebook group. Mary Frances is the leader of Wesley of Wilmington, which is the Methodist campus ministry at UNCW, which I'm a part of. So I looked at the information about it, but I had already planned my summer. I was going to stay in Wilmington and take summer classes. I even had an apartment lined up that I was going to sublease for the summer, and I was going to hang out at the beach all summer long. Those were my plans. But then, at one Wesley of Wilmington meeting, several weeks after I saw the information about the internship, I asked Mary Frances about it. I have no idea why I brought it up again, but looking back, it was just meant to be. God had planned it. So Mary Frances said that it was past the deadline for applications, but she would email Laura Ledford, who is in charge of the program, and tell Laura who I was and that I was interested in the program. At the time, I was like, whoa, wait a second. I still don't know if I want to do this. Like, don't sign me up for this yet. So I prayed about it. I actually have it in my prayer journal, and I was able to go back and find this from when I was discerning it back in March. I asked God where he wanted me to be this summer. I told him that I had my summer planned out already, but if he really, really, really wanted me to do this internship, that I would. But he was going to have to be 100% sure that this is where I was supposed to be, because I just didn't want to change my plans. I went to Overflow the next night after the Wesley of Wilmington meeting. Overflow is a church service at Port City Community Church. It's just for college students on Tuesday nights. I went to Overflow a few times for a semester, but it just wasn't really my fit. I stuck to a different church on Sundays, but I ended up going to Overflow that night for the first time in months. And the speaker talked about Jonah and how Jonah tried to run away from God. And I was like, okay, God, I get it. I guess you want me to really do this. I realized that I was trying to run away from God by not at least applying to this internship. When I had started to fill out the application, I saw that I needed a pastoral reference. So I texted Pastor Jenny and asked her if she would be my reference. She said, absolutely. And she told me that she had just agreed to accept a Taste and See intern to our church that very morning. Do you think that was a coincidence? Well, I don't. This was another sign that it was meant to be. God's timing is perfect. I want to read you a piece from my prayer journal from that time. March 17th. Hey, God. 1 week ago, I thought that I had my summer all planned out. Then you had me talk to Mary Frances about that conference internship. Then the next night, I went to Overflow for the first time in months, and Wade talked about Jonah. Jonah tried to run away from you, and I realized that's exactly what I was trying to do by not applying for this internship. I planned this summer to be all about me. I was going to sublease in the landing. I was going to find a job. I was going to take summer classes. I was going to hang out at the beach all summer with my friends. I made all those plans. But now, I think that I know what your plans are for me. You want me to be an intern at Apex UMC and grow closer to you in order to see where you are calling me. Continue to help me follow your will and not my own. I had planned this summer. I was going to sublease an apartment in Wilmington. I was going to enroll in summer classes. I was going to hang out at the beach all summer. I had made those plans. Just like Paul had planned to go to a certain region to spread the good news, which wasn't a bad idea. It's just that it was Paul's desire and not God's. So the Spirit of Jesus would not allow Paul to go to Asia or Mysia because it simply was not the right time. God would not allow me to stay in Wilmington for the summer, not because staying there was bad. It just wasn't God's desire for me. I had to listen to what God had planned for me. God called me to this internship. I love serving in the church, and this internship has helped me to see different aspects of ministry that I hadn't seen before. I'm still listening to God and figuring out what God has planned for me. Paul listened, and he acted. He did not waste time while waiting for the Holy Spirit to show him what to do. Paul simply spread the good news of Jesus everywhere he went. I listened and I acted when I was preparing to be a leader in the conference. I don't always get it right. I don't always listen and act as well as I wish I would, but I listened and acted that time, which helped me end up on the Conference Youth Council. That was what God had planned for me. Paul followed God's plans for him. He listened to the Spirit to tell him where to go. I ended up at this internship the same way. I listened for the Spirit to guide me. It guided me away from my plans and to God's plans, which are better. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Amen.